You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
That mother ever.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah! Home day!
Yes, it is. It's a Wednesday in the Bay.
Must be hot.
What?
Warm day out there today.
I look like a fool with that sweater yesterday. God darn it. Not today.
So, I'm thinking about Posey and the Giants, and why were they successful in 10, 12, and 14? And to me, the philosophy or their approach was all about homegrown guys. Get your core with the guys that you know and you bring up through the system, and then over time, you find guys that fit into the system.
Like Hunter Pence.
So back in 10, 12, 14, we're talking about players like Posey, Belt, Crawford, Bumgarner, Kane, Lincecum, Sandoval, Brian Wilson, even Joe Panic I threw in there. So the Posey philosophy is going to take a while. That's what I think.
But now you're saying, just a second ago, we talked about we don't know what it is. Now you're saying there's
well,
one.
Well, I think what I heard yesterday when we talked about teaching, and I heard Ryan Vogelsong say, you know, I hope Buster talks about teaching pitching to the pitching staff rather than just throwing as hard as you can for as many innings as you can. And what I'm getting from that is, it's got to come up through the farm system, and you've got to instill in players in the minor leagues what the Giants expect from you.
Yeah.
And I just think it's going to be hard to recapture.
Yeah. And I'll just say, Steiny, I feel like you're robbing Buster we're speculating. If you think he's a one-trick pony and that's what he's trying to do, and that's why I keep hanging on to that, and it could have just been a throwaway line. But he said analytics is going to be a part. It's a part of the game. We're going to use it. So it can be a blend. But I don't think he's going to try to fill out his staff with everybody he played with during those years.
I bet you he's got a bunch of them. I'll tell you what, he can get on my good side with one move.
I'm trying to think before
you know what it is.
Bring Rennell back?
No.
I thought of that.
Good.
Yeah.
No, it's fire the hitting coach.
Oh, man. Your boy.
Fire him.
Pat Burrell. He is not Pat the Bat, because that's what killed him.
What, Evan?
He ain't going nowhere.
Why not?
He was a teammate of Posey.
Yeah, but Buster didn't like his act.
He's right, but we don't. Evan, he's really.
There's no way Buster, Posey, and Burrell will tell you.
Don't be shocked if you see about several of Buster Posey's teammates take up random positions.
That I don't disagree with. Yeah. Coming up in 10 minutes, Sounds of the Week.
Man, Evan's special.
Another doozy. Yeah. Let's go to Bob in San Francisco. I admit I can't quite put my finger on what I'm thinking, but maybe Bob can help. What's up, Bob?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that basically we had the pitching, we had the players, we had the whole dynamic of the team, and that's what helped carry us through.
In the past.
And they would always go get the higher guns, like Ishikawa, Steiny, Cody Ross. You mentioned Uribe during the break. And those guys would always come up roses.
Michael Morse.
Hunter Pence. Remember they got him?
And he's a perfect one for me. He's a perfect one because he came into this organization, and over time, you looked at him and said, you know, he's a giant.
Yeah.
He just is a giant. He kind of fits. he does all the giant things that
Scooter
they love.
To work. Yeah, all that.
I don't know. I think sometimes that kind of just happens. But I don't think that can happen quickly. I just don't. Mm. And I'm not sure when you're signing minor league guys, I think you're just trying to, you know, sign the best guys, bring them up through your system, and then by the time they hit the major leagues, they know exactly what you expect of them. But I don't know. I just feel like it's, I don't know. It's just,
I get it. And
you can never go home again. I believe that.
Now,
it's a phrase.
Yeah, I know it is.
You can't go home again.
But I was brought up to where you can, no, Stoddy, you can always come home.
What's lost is lost. You can't regain what went down in the flood.
Now, you may not be, well,
Bob Dylan.
But I'll say this, you can always go home. My kids know that. You can always come home. Some have too much pride to come back home or try to come back, but you can. That door is always there. Listen, Roy said something that stood out to me, Stoddy. If it's real, he talked about scouting. I just look at the Luciano debacle, who I know was here before Farhan.
Oh my God.
But Stani, Farhan, just because Luciano was here before he got here, doesn't mean he wasn't property to Farhan. He was overseeing them. So how could the scouts or whoever was in charge in SAC allow Luciano to go this far and people or the average fan not know he had a deficiency with the glove?
Because
like that should have been handled way
like
long
ago. How?
Move him to a different position.
What if he stinks?
He's no worse than what we saw on the big club when they played the Mets and Pirates and he was booting balls in crucial situations and now he lost his confidence.
Here's where I vehemently disagree with you. If Buster Posey were the GM for the last 6 years, Luciano would still be the same player. He'd still be the same player. Buster Posey can't magically waver. That's what I think.
Well, the point was, if you got better scouting that reports to Buster Posey, Stani, maybe he would be in right field.
First of all, again, for the last time,
you know,
Farhan didn't draft Luciano.
I get
that. So he walks into here, and for all we know,
he's one of your top prospects.
But maybe Farhan said he stinks. This is like our number one guy.
And we're, okay.
What? And you know what? Farhan was right.
But if he thought that, he wouldn't have came up in the fashion he came up in and getting in that situation against the Pirates and Mets on that road trip.
And you do that to show everybody the kid's not ready.
Well, what did that get Farhan then? Because to me, that you know what?
If that was chicken soup into the
lipstick on a pig. That's my one. But if that's what he was doing, which
act as though if Farhan wouldn't exist, Luciano would be an all-star shortstop.
No, I think if Farhan had a record like Theo Epstein and the Giants have been making the playoffs, he can pull a move like that. But to show the world by his team taking the brunt of those errors that this kid's not ready or he's playing in the wrong position and we're just now finding out, I think that's how you get fired.
We're just finding out. You're eliminating the possibility that Farhan's known for years, this kid's not good enough.
And I don't think he had enough, Farhan equity to play that card and watch and put Luciano, like anybody should have been as short instead of Luciano if he knew he was that bad.
No,
the questions we all had is not far. What the hell is going on?
I'll tell you what's going on.
Not in another position?
I'll tell you what's going on. Luciano can't play as of right now. And I'm not blaming Farhan Zaidi for that at all. He didn't even draft the kid.
But we know he can hit. Stani, he can hit.
Can he?
Yes.
Okay. At the big league level.
Well,
I mean, I'm just asking. Like,
The dude's a talent, man.
Well,
he's been one of your top prospects forever.
But he wasn't Farhan's
his confidence
top prospect.
Well,
he was just a guy on the roster.
Well,
and I think Farhan got here and he heard Luciano, Luciano, Luciano.
Like we all did.
Right, but he's sitting there as actually a legitimate baseball evaluator saying he's not that good. But everybody's saying, Luciano, Luciano, Luciano. So what's he supposed to do? He finally brings the kid up. Maybe he didn't even think the kid was ready. Maybe he brought him up to show the fans that he wasn't ready. But I just can't,
what did that get? Again, I hear you, but what did that get Farhan if he was thinking that way? It got him fired.
That did not get him fired. Luciano did not get him fired.
Come on now. I'm not saying that.
You can't fire him for Luciano.
Farhan didn't have enough gravitas to what? Hey, let me show the world this dude stinks and go out there and look. That was embarrassing to the Giants. Everybody across the board.
You don't think there's any scenario in which the ownership group said, we got to get Luciano up here?
Oh, there could have been some of that.
Okay. Like, Farhan, to me, never liked Luciano. And as far as I'm concerned, he's winning that one right now. He didn't draft the guy. He didn't like him. He brought him up anyway. And the kid didn't produce. Maybe, like, okay, if he has a big year next year, then maybe there's something to it.
What if he has his Ramos year next year?
At what position?
Outfield. We'll just say outfield. Anything but short. And to watch him just make those blunders and get put on the corridor, the Amtrak, up and back. Again, I'm not making excuses for him, Stoney, but then you wonder about his confidence. Like, he was shot mentally. I'm not making excuses for Luciano, but Stoney, all that we've been told, and I still can't look you in the face and say he can't hit or he won't be a Major League Baseball player. I'm just wondering why a scout or scouts wouldn't know that this kid was deficient at shortstop, shouldn't be in the infield. He should have had his ass shagging balls years ago. That's what elite scouting does. You get the answers to questions before the average Joes know. That's all right.
And Farhan knows he can't play. And you know, like now we're ripping Farhan because they drafted this kid. They wanted him to be a shortstop. He probably was like, I don't think he's a shortstop. I mean, I might be wrong, but they try to teach him the position. And maybe they thought he had come far enough to play the position. He gets up. He can't field.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think we've seen the last of him.
I don't know if we have or not. But I just, like, to me, I will not use Farhan as a scapegoat for Luciano. If Luciano were any good, he wouldn't have been going back and forth.
And I want to just narrow this down to the position, Steiny. The position. They should have, under his watch, they should have known, the scouts, that he was deficient at that position.
Okay.
And to be proactive, we're not going to bring him up to the pro level as shortstop. We're not going to do that to him.
Well, this maybe Farhan didn't want to. He might not have wanted to. And maybe that's another problem with the San Francisco Giants, is they have too many people with their hands in the pie. Mm. And maybe the same thing is going on between Melvin and Farhan that's going on between...
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Farhan in the front office, and that is everybody thinks Farhan tells Melvin what to do. Well, maybe the ownership group tells Farhan what to do. Mm. Let's get into sounds. Ladies and gentlemen, sounds. Sounds.
A little more of a heads up next time there.
From Luciano to Sam.
Stoney and Guru love press conference provocation.
I'm just about that action, boss.
We've got to be the dumbest team in America in terms of playing the game.
Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
All right, Mike, why are you in such a bad mood?
What do you care? If you were 2-7, you'd be in a bad mood, too.
I'll tell you to keep talking that. And I hope you see me soon. You feel me? And then we're going to have a good little, nice little bowl of gumbo together.
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it.
Let's step up to the mic and ask, did you catch this around the NFL?
All right. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Let's bring in producer extraordinaire Evan Giddings, who is somewhat of an artist when it comes to these kinds of things.
Poetic.
All you eat.
Well, we tend to move from south to north, from bottom to top, so I think we'll start with someone who hasn't been involved in this segment yet. I think preseason we got Harbaugh in, but he has not made an appearance yet. So he took a loss to the Chiefs this weekend. I don't know. I just thought it was kind of a classic coach speak from none other than Jim Moses Harbaugh.
We were fighting the whole time, and I thought guys really stepped up and played good football for a long time. Now you know, to answer your question, all your questions, and then you go back now, you regroup, you refit, retool, and get ready for next week.
That's all you can do.
That's a real one right there, man.
See,
I love them.
See, these coaches are smart enough to know that there are so many decisions to make during a game. Some work out, some don't.
Right.
You belabor them, but the coaches make their decision and move on. That's what they do.
Yeah, just
that's
me.
What they're
okay.
paid to do.
Yeah, no doubt. No, and they should have won that game. And
no, they shouldn't have.
I watched it. I watch all of them, but they had Kansas
Let
City.
Let me guess, they were up 3-0 midway through the first.
I've gotten away from that.
No.
Spadoni too. You don't see the early text, the game's over.
Let me check. All righty.
All right, so the next one was kind of a small snippet from the Niners' win over the Patriots that snuck through, and it's from George Kittle, because we all know about this humble character named Brock Purdy. Well, think again after you listen to George Kittle.
Brock's very humble. He noted
Brock?
Yes.
The way he signs his autographs and takes up the entire football every single time doesn't really make it seem like that.
Oh. Wow, George. Wow. George knowing he's on the cusp of stardom, but he ain't leaving to Beaver starting.
No, I think
Purdy.
Do you know at the beginning of each year, like at the 49ers or at the Warriors, they'll bring in maybe 1,000 footballs and they'll lay them all out, and then the players just go sign all of them. So for the Warriors, for example,
I did not know this.
They'll get back from Hawaii, and you'll go into practice one day, and there will be 100 basketballs sitting on a table or on a variety of tables, and there'll be like 20 that just Steph signs, and there'll be 50 that Draymond, Steph, and Clay would sign,
right.
And then there'd be 50 more where the whole team would sign them, but. Basically, Curry just goes up and down, Steph Curry, and then that's what they give away at games, and that's what they use for fundraisers. And so that's just a little insight, and I think it is worth repeating that apparently Purdy is a little bit selfish when it comes to that, because you've got to think about your teammates. Wow. How can they sign the ball if Brock Purdy is going from one side of the laces all the way to the other?
Well, that's too funny.
You know what? I'm down on Purdy.
Yeah, maybe that's why Ayuk's not getting open.
Get that penmanship.
Leaving him open enough on footballs. All right, this next one's from the Colts victory. I know you guys caught this because one of your fantasy's victory, I think, involved Anthony Richardson leaving the Colts game. Anyways, Joe Flacco stepped in, who has now saved multiple franchises and multiple seasons, including the Browns last year. And he was asked about leading the Colts to a victory over the formerly undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers.
To tell you, Anthony Richardson told us that you were cooler than he thought he was.
Listen, he told me his mom is 8 days older than I am. So there's no chance in the world that he thinks I'm cool. So.
What about your kids, though? What do you think they think of this one?
This is the first game they've come to this year, and Dad's on the field. So I'll look up there for them, see if I can find them. I'm sure they'll have a bunch of critiques for me.
Think about that. I'm older than your mama. 8 days.
Is Joe Flack... Hopefully Richardson's going to be out for a little while. Do we know Richardson's status? Because I've got Michael Pittman Jr. And I took him out because Richardson stinks. Then Flacco plays, and the next thing you know, Pittman scores.
Yeah, Flacco, you saw what he did in the playoffs last year.
Still won.
Yeah.
Yeah, they lost in the playoffs, I believe.
But he got him there. He won some games down the stretch. Joe Flacco, Geico, guy stays ready.
Don't you think it's funny how... Anthony Richardson, oh, he's great.
I called him.
They can't score. They bring in Joe Flacco. They're better. Even my guy, Will Levis, he gets hurt. Mason Rudolph comes into the game. And
Bryce Young.
They look completely better. Andy Dalton.
What about Tyler Huntley?
Who?
That dude should never be.
The guy for the Dolphins?
Dude.
He's finding himself.
That was some of the most and I drafted him on fantasy thinking I was outsmarting everybody. Steiny, that was some offensive, no pun intended, quarterback play.
Ken, did Tyreek pull up on that bomb? Or did Tyreek pull up on that bomb?
Stop.
There's no chance.
This dude, how are you a quarterback?
He loafed.
Now, you got to find a new position.
Punted that ball.
If you look at that play and you watch Tyreek come off the line, he gave up a split second.
Steiny.
I would have to ask you which one because he overthrew him three different times.
Three times, baby.
Routes are won at the start of a route, not at the end of a route.
My neighbor had Tyreek Hill over 50 yards receiving, and we were all watching that.
How many did
he
get?
Like 12, 11.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
I saw he had one catch.
It was bad. Huntley stinks, man.
That's
your boy Hill may be on the move.
Who?
Hill. Tyreek. Back to Kansas. He should have never left.
Yeah, because they really struggled without him.
Boy.
I'm sure they'll trade him to another AFC power. This is the last clip, which is actually volunteered by our own Daryl the Guru Johnson, because this caught his ear, and I think everyone's ear. Yeah, you got to listen to the question before you listen to Jamar Chase's answer after their first win of the season.
Jamar, did you have baby oil on today?
No. We got to keep that for somebody else, bro. Yeah, that's not my question right there. I did do it as a kid, though. We can't even ask that no more, bro. It's too much going on in life right now with this, with that, man. We can't do that. Yeah, we can't do that.
Jamar, did you have baby oil on today?
What happened? Why would he act? Because he was slippery on that play, but good gosh. This is a thing, man.
This is interesting.
This
is very interesting. I'm just looking at some old texts.
Baby oil?
Is that that's it for this week?
Yeah.
Evan, where is it? Lou Ferrigno's happening right in front of us. What's going on, Steiny?
So Monday at 9 p.m. I sent Evan a text. Hey,
Evan by himself solo, not on the vine.
Correct.
Okay.
Because it had to do. I said, D'Amico Ryans at the 3-minute mark. A couple of things he said were very interesting, and they could apply to Purdy and Ayuk, referring to C.J. Stroud and Nico Collins.
An easy explanation for that.
So Evan then says, Goo also sent me a clip he liked. And I said, okay. And Goo's ended up on the board, and D'Amico Ryans can't be found.
But you wouldn't bring up why he wasn't on there until you heard mine get on there.
Well, I thought it might have snuck on there, but I guess it didn't make the cut.
Nope.
Evan said there's a good explanation.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I'm sorry. I forgot.
That's all right. See, that's fine. Mistakes happen.
But that's why I've had so many bad relationships in my life, because I tell the spouse, don't wait till I have something to bring to the table before he brings up to the table. Bring your to the table when it's time to bring it to the table.
What are you talking about?
You should have asked Evan, hey, to make sure that Ryan stuff sound was in there.
Well,
but you waited to mine. You found out that I gave him one. So now you're going to introduce Evan to, hey, bud, where's it at?
Yeah, you could have reminded me this morning.
Oh, Steiny?
Nah, I was too late. I didn't want to frazzle you. I didn't want to get you frazzled.
Evan, don't get frazzled. That was great. Baby oil. Diddy done made it bad.
Hey, I got to tell you something. That guy should be gone. That reporter should be gone. That question is infinitely worse than the dude who asked Bryce Harper if he was going to have a beer on his 21st birthday. And that's when Harper said, it's a clown question, bro. And I was like, boy, Harper's a goof. Now, you know what? 8 years later, the reporter's the goof.
The reporter having some fun, Steiny. Come on, man. Come on.
I'm
too soon?
Yes. Yes.
Well, what about you got NFL coaches liking posts on Twitter about their player getting traded? I mean, what world are we in? Things have changed, Steiny.
I'm going to start referring to Antonio Pierce's player coach. He's really a player.
He didn't win in that one at all.
Well,
maybe he did it by accident.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. I'll give you more details on that if you're not sure how it really went down with Antonio Pierce.
AP!
Hey!
Yeah.
You know what? 888-957-9570. I'll tell you about what Antonio Pierce did on the other side. And then I also do want to get into this one quote of Steve Kerr's that I find very, very interesting. 888-957-9570. Let's go! Ask him if it has pop-outs. Do you know what those are?
Yes, I'm a deer hunter. Geez. Yeah.
Sorry.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Go ahead.
So many people don't really know who you are.
Wow.
I am not one of them. I got you down to a science.
That's your problem. You think I got you down.
Science.
Social science. Yeah, how about that? You got a little cop to you.
I wanted to bring this up.
Yep.
I talked to Evan about maybe bringing it up, and then he gave me the old, well, what do you have to say about it?
That's your Evan.
I'm like, well, I think it's kind of interesting just to explain it. And he goes, yeah, but you know, have something to say about it. So I've come up with something to say about it, so now I can bring it up. I'm watching ESPN, and
they're at the
they have a baseball and
okay. Orioles getting ready to play. It's in Baltimore, so, game 2.
Yeah, and it looks like about 14,000 there.
It's early.
Jeff Passan,
yeah,
is ESPN's main newsbreaker, one of their main newsbreakers for baseball. Jeff Passan, of course. Adam Schefter is their NFL guy,
the god,
and Adrian Wojnarowski was the basketball guy, but he's moved on to become the general manager at St. Bonaventure. And so there's an opening at ESPN for Adrian Wojnarowski's successor. Obviously, right? They need somebody to break NBA news.
God!
You know who apparently is the leading candidate?
Now, I didn't know this and it's bothering me, but go ahead.
Jeff Passan, their baseball insider.
I don't think that's fair.
I don't either. So the reason is, or might be, because so Adrian Wojnarowski is, you know, the big boys have agents.
Woj bomb.
Exactly. Yeah. So Woj is part of CAA.
Okay.
Agency.
Familiar.
So he's got an agent there. Well, so does Jeff Passan. He has an agent at CAA, and if you know anything about CAA, people think that they've got a lot to do with the way the NBA narrative plays out. So, apparently, ESPN's weighing whether they're going to hire Jeff Passan, who I guess, and I read Ethan Sherwood Strauss in Substack, and he said, thank you, and he said that the thinking is that if Passan's a CAA guy, like Woj was a CAA guy, he'll just get all the scoops that Woj got, even though he's got no sources in the NBA.
Wow. And I don't think that would bode well for the NBA culture for Jeff to get the job that way. That's just me, and I love Jeff. I like him. But, Steiny, I just that's too there's an element or a sprinkle of entitlement and family friend, but you can't get that gig just on that alone.
You wouldn't think so.
No. What? That's why when you said it, I go, you're joking.
No. No. But the – and what
– wow.
Ethan Sherwood Strauss wrote that is, to me, he's great at just putting dots together on a big picture, is that if you hire Passan to be the NBA insider –
this is what I
do. All you're really doing is outsourcing breaking news to CAA.
And
so they decide what they're going to give to you and what they're not going to give to you. And it ended up with, there's a writer, Joe Pompliano.
Yeah.
Joe Pompliano. And he said, if ESPN hires Jeff Passan to be their NBA guy, it basically means that Woj was a system quarterback.
Man, Steiny.
That's a great line. Anyway.
I just thought of Chris Haynes. I know he...
Chris Haynes, Sham Sharania.
You know that. I was about to say...
Sam Amick.
Man. How would they, again...
Von Temps.
Those guys would... Bucher. They would... I would be upset if I were them.
Who?
If those guys that mentioned, if you kind of CAA gets it. But the system quarterback is great.
Anyway, Woj has moved on, and there was a trade that happened with Karl-Anthony Towns.
Oh, we hadn't even talked about
it. I don't even know who broke that.
Wow, you're mad.
Not even sure. Shams. Shams broke
the new Woj.
By the way, what'd you think of that trade?
I loved it for New York. I thought Randall didn't fit in because he was a dark hole, but I love it for many because they got a dog, but now they got a big dog. And I think Randall's grittiness and toughness and don't mess with me attitude when healthy to go now with Ant Edwards, and that can get you past Dallas in that series. Carl turned into a pussycat. I love his game, and he's in a perfect place with New York. His game matches what's around
him. Which is what?
Being able to step back, shoot a three, get you on the block, make my free throws, block a shot or two.
He can't do that in Minnesota?
Well, there was duplicates of him, I believe. Gobert had none of the offensive talent, but I felt like Gobert was in the way of what Cat was trying to do. I feel like in New York, it'll be more, boy, Cat, you're special. Let's let you cook. I like that. I hate they lost DiVincenzo, but he was expendable once they got my man from what's my man from Brooklyn? Then when the Knicks got him.
Bridges.
Yeah. Dante's like, what do I got to do to stay in an effing city? Should still be on the Warriors.
He had a player option. He left the Warriors. Well, he left the Warriors.
But they could have did a Buster Posey and kept him in town.
But they didn't want to.
Yeah. Well, now they got pods.
They couldn't re-sign him.
I know. But what's your point?
That he didn't.
He walked, Evan. He walked.
For more money.
Ah! But I thought the culture here. Yeah. People take pay cuts because they just want to be warned. Now, so, hey, did you hear what Anthony Edwards said about Steph?
It was a great. I retweeted it. Well, you're not on Twitter.
No.
It was the biggest compliment ever. Okay, and we talked about basically. It was a young lady that asked him what was his biggest takeaway. What did he learn the most by practicing with all the greats, the icons? And he said, from Steph. LeBron getting ready for the game, the prep, he gave LeBron that. But he said, playing without the effing ball. And I said, man, I wanted to hug him through the phone. Like,
why?
That's what James Harden.
He's trying to be a complete player. I would think you'd hate everything about that.
Oh, dude, stop. I was like, where are you going? No, that was great. Stoddy, watch out. Watch out, man. Watch out.
Well, better learn how to play without the ball. He's got Julius Randle on his team.
That's I love Randle. He's tough, man.
415, I know. I just let him go. He has his reasons for saying what he said. And
Mark Spears should get that gig.
Guru's going to say it no matter what.
Tell him what it is.
Oh, yeah, Karl-Anthony Towns. He's going to be a great fit in New York. In New York. Oh, yeah, they're going to love how tough he is in New York.
Oh,
they're going to love his grit. They're going to love his determination. Oh, my gosh. I like Towns, too.
Yeah.
But Minnesota's got action. Big at. What are you doing? See, this is.
No, I just hate people that do this. I love when Guru says he's a hunter but thinks a pheasant is a duck. Because I've gone. It worked for me. We'd go pheasant hunting.
Or duck hunting.
The same. That's what they're trying to make fun of me. And Norm would have the duck call and make him come out.
You're unreal.
Those are my memories. Call me Buster Stiney.
I will.
Hey, can I just, real quick?
Yes, please.
You got to leave me alone. When we go to break.
The clock.
Yeah, when we go to break and I'm interacting with other people, it ain't Steiny and Goo then. I'm Daryl. And I find you just watching me, and then you comment on what I'm doing and who I'm talking to. Lay off that a little bit.
I'm not
Let
gonna.
Me live when we're doing commercial. Like, it bothers you that I'm mingling.
I just don't like how you ask people for everything under the sun.
Now, you got to, what does that mean? Well, not favors. I'm talking to him. I gave a coworker a compliment this morning. What did you say to him? Golly, let that be our business.
Can you let one person walk by you without indulging them for 5 minutes? That's all.
Now that hurt if Evan, wow.
You reap what you sow, brother.
I'm a friendly person. I'm that guy who should work at the mall, the greeter. Walmart, you know, when you come in.
What would you do with all that extra money?
Man. Bet.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. I can't do it. I just can't. What?
You can.
But I'm not going right. to. I'm not going to. Posey.
Oh, God.
You got to admit. See, sometimes my ideas are just too good. They're just too good.
Like, no, you have thoughts.
You can't. You're struggling to wrap your head around that unbelievable broad notion of me seeing and pointing out that we've got four of the same kind of executives in the Bay.
But Evan didn't want to give you the hockey one, though. He said, what the hell you know about hockey?
16 years.
Of what?
He played in the league 16 years.
Yeah. Well, talk to Evan.
Greer.
Yeah.
We called him Will the first time we brought him up.
Okay. You know why I called him Will?
Why?
And see, this is going to be another thing just above your head.
Oh, the quiet laugh, Goo.
Because I was also thinking of their former number one pick, Will Smith. So I got Will mixed up with Greer, but we all know it's Mike Greer. No relation to Rosie Greer.
Or
Pam Greer.
Oh, man.
Or Will Greer.
Okay, who actually is Will Greer?
He's a quarterback. He used to play at West Virginia.
Oh. Hey, can the Giants get in on my boy King?
Who?
The guy for the Padres.
Oh, he's going nowhere. He was filthy last night. You should come out Saturday.
I am.
To the Cal game.
I'm not going to the game, but I'll come out before.
All right.
Might see the next Will Greer.
I want to see the next Lee Corso.
But, dude, Miami, those unis going to be on the field.
Which ones are they wearing?
I'll find out for you. I'll tweet it.
I appreciate it. Let me just throw this at you because I have this written down on my sheet. What do you think of Buster Posey when he was asked about Brian Sabian coming back to the organization? He said, it's possible.
That's an MF and yes. He's coming back. And that's
and how do you feel mean. About that?
I love that.
Okay.
That's what you're talking about, but that to me is excellence, Donnie. Like, friendships don't die. We had something good. We've all evolved. Buster said that with the analytics. And, man, why wouldn't I have a guy that's done it, that's still living and breathing the game? Why wouldn't I use that? That's what a coach is supposed to do when you build a staff, right? NBA, you go get OGs that have done it.
You said friendships don't die. I don't think this is about friendship.
Well, no.
You just got to hire friends.
No. A successful friend. Okay? A successful
friend. But that is kind of, like, I love Sabian.
I hear you. I know where you're going, but Stoney, that's not going to happen.
What is it?
Where the whole thing is former Giants, you know? I know where that's how you think. It's not going to be that. But to Sabian, and
you
Bobby Evans
that.
Is going to be a part of this thing, too, I believe. So. That I
stop
would do
guessing.
That. No, I'm not. It's
no,
like,
you're just guessing.
Why would
about
you stop
Evans.
At Sabian if Evans becomes available?
Because and maybe Posey Evans, didn't like the way Evans ran the Giants when he ran them for that year.
Well, if there's a flip side to that,
but you know, you're right. If Bobby Evans is friends with Posey, well, then he should hire him.
No, you're missing the success part of it.
All I heard was you said friendships don't die.
What time is it? Almost two.
No, it. I would say, Evan, you're a baseball aficionado. How many people do you think Posey's going to have to hire?
Well,
half
it depends
a dozen?
On how many he retains.
Okay.
But a handful. The question I have is, he's still on the board. Like, how many of these decisions does he have to run by the rest of the owners? Yeah. Or do they just give him supreme power?
I think that's
where Sabian comes in. I don't know if Sabian's going to be a part of the day-to-day stuff, but I feel like that's someone he would lean on to make these choices.
No doubt about it.
I'll tell you this. They better get somebody to do the day-to-day.
Well, Stein, stop. Stop it, man.
Posey ain't going to do it.
I just hate that if Posey gets him to the playoffs.
It's Farhan's team.
That is the definition of a hater right
there. It's not.
It is, Steiny. The man got relieved of his duties because he only made the playoffs 1 in 7 years. And now you're going to say the first crack at it for the new booty is not going to get credit because it's on his ledger?
There aren't a lot of huge free agents out there. If you don't get any of them, you're going to run it back.
But if I let the manager manage more than Farhan was doing, that might there be worth 10 wins.
People said that Ramos wasn't Farhan's.
Wasn't he?
No.
Okay.
He was Bobby Evans, I think.
Okay.
But they came up by default. I mean, everybody was hurt, so it's like the Kuminga thing. He wouldn't have played had they not had the injuries or your boy got suspended hurt.
You know, I'm going to just throw the line back at you. Be careful what you wish for. We had ourselves a 500 machine here.
Oh, Steiny, stop.
500
machine. You can't say that if somebody said, what's the postseason success rate? 13%, I think he said. Yeah, no, like 16.
This, okay. When's the last time the Pirates were in the postseason?
2000.
Oh, boy.
No, I got it. The Giants were 2014. Wild card.
Okay. It's actually 10 years to the day where Crawford hit that grand slam in Pittsburgh.
While this was planned.
Okay.
That's a long-ass time, Steiny.
Right. Okay, what about the before this year, what about the Tigers?
Oh, my gosh. Now, this.
It's two.
Oh, no. They beat the Oakland A's 2012.
Okay, that's longer than the Giants. Excuse me. Blue Jays, have they had much success lately?
But they were in the.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the White Sox?
The shortened season pandemic against the A's.
No, that doesn't count.
It's the playoffs.
How about the Angels? That's a successful team.
Well, they're in dire
straits. Here's why I'm bringing it up. I actually did want to bring it up earlier because we did get – I thought we had an interesting conversation yesterday with the boss about how risky of a hire Buster Posey is. And somebody just said, boy, it's a risky hire. Evan said it's a risky hire. And, of course, Nahegan goes, oh, my God, no. This is the safest hire of all time.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Because that's what the boss said, so it was okay with you. But at first I was like, I don't think it's that risky. But because I like to give things more than just a second or 2 second thought, I actually do. I'm starting to come around that it is a risky hire.
But what's at stake? There's nothing when you have not won a playoff series in a decade.
Right.
What is at stake?
What
I asked Evan.
Is what if you go 64-98 next year?
And here we go.
That'll be okay for Buster.
What if a regular Theo Epstein came in and went 64, that same record?
He would get the benefit of the doubt because he's Theo Epstein. Buster Posey's done nothing. That's the difference.
So what's at stake if Buster fails?
The organization will be worse because of the hire. Why is there no recognition that, like, here's the one thing I always do. Well, it can't get any worse. Yes, it can. It can get a lot worse.
But it can get better, too.
Of course it can.
So I got to say this.
Why are we automatically thinking it's going to get better when they've just, and I'm not saying it's not, when they just put an executive in charge who's never been an executive?
Because
it's fair to be skeptical.
You can do what you want, but he's going to have the likes of Bobby Evans. He ain't going into this
goo. I got news. Listen, Bobby Evans is
Sabian.
Okay,
like
Bobby Evans is a hell of a guy.
With guys.
There's a lot of people that don't think Bobby Evans was good at his job.
I got that.
Okay.
But, Sonny, at the end of the day, all you can do is try. Even if it was Buster, if his name was Tony or Harry, it's all, at the end of the day, going to be successful or not. And then you move on.
I'm listening to the Niners-Patriots game on Sunday, and they're talking about the Patriots head coach. And they're discussing how when he filled out his staff, the one thing he wanted to avoid was to have the same kind of staff as a Belichick staff. He wanted to get people from outside the organization who'd never worked for the Patriots before to get that kind of input. All I'm saying is,
do you believe
if we go jump? And I love Sabian. I would love to get him back here, if for no other reason than to get him on the show a few times because I think he's that good. But
we see him
right. So what's he going to do? Sabian, Evans, Vogelsong, Pence.
Whatever he chooses. But starting,
that's my point. I want outsiders also.
Okay, but what about when we see Steve Kerr take a job for the first time and they surround themselves with former coaches, or we see Jason,
but not Warriors guys, right. Not old Warriors guys. They went out and got Mike Malone, they right. got Mike Brown, they had guys who were on their staff.
But the Giants have been, and I said this, they're so desperate
right.
that they're already winning with the okay, euphoria
that's fine,
and the positivity
that's great.
Of one of their own.
That's great,
but they
and
need
it
that.
Won't mean anything
no
in 2 weeks,
it. But you can't deny it's adding a buzz. Sal Castaneda,
but that doesn't win any games.
No doubt, that's going to take care of itself.
No,
so they're either going to be
like, how do you know it's going to take care of itself?
Because we're going to find out.
Well, that's right. It might not take care
of itself.
No,
but there's a natural element to this. They're going to either get better or it's going to get worse.
What happens if it? So why don't you think it's going to get worse?
No, it could.
Okay,
but
you seem to be.
No, when you put Captain America, one of your own, in front of it, it's already off to a good start.
I'm not going
to
know.
In regard to the PR.
No.
You said the PR, you couldn't deny it.
Right. PR is PR. Great PR move.
So
that's a great PR move. That's it. That's where it stops.
I'm fast forwarding right now. The Giants are horrible for the next 5 years.
Okay.
They fire Posey.
Okay.
Okay. Then you find his replacement. Like,
okay.
What's the risk?
The risk
because
is that
if Tom Thumb was this guy that nobody knew, and the same thing happened, and they fired him in 5 years, they're going to hire another guy.
My point is there's a difference between a guy who in 6 years compiled a 500 record and a guy in 5 years who averages 73 wins a year. I'm not saying that Buster's going to do that. I have no idea what Buster's going to do. But don't say it can't get worse. It can.
Well, I won't argue with that on that.
It can easily get worse.
But, and again, I guess I'm getting a little radio mad at you because the numbers are what they are. But, Stani, forget those wins and losses.
I'm not going to forget them.
It was about postseason.
Fine.
And the Giants are an afterthought when it comes to the postseason. And that's sickening just in itself. But one trip in 7 years, like in 6 years, that's
not
good.
It's 2-10. So when he got here, they were already in a tailspin.
Right, that's why he got the job.
Exactly. Yeah. But I think they're in a better – I think Farhan left the organization in a better spot than when he got here.
They don't because have one face of the franchise player, so I disagree with that.
Well, I think they have two. I think they have Webb and Matt Chapman. And I think when you look back at the Giants team, that team was aging out.
Yeah.
They were done. So he didn't even have anybody on those
but
teams.
He was in on a bunch of guys, even if you say they were really never coming to be the face of the franchise.
Well, now that's a positive. That
no,
he
I'm
tried.
Saying, no, well, no, I'm saying that he didn't. He didn't leave them off as good as you think, is what I'm saying. This team is born, it's stale, and I love Matt Chapman, but he ain't what's running the game right now.
They're not getting a guy like that in free agency.
We don't know. We don't know.
But that's what I mean. I mean, when they won in 10, 12, and 14, they might not have had a top 20 player in baseball, in all of baseball.
Buster Posey.
Okay, what about him?
One of the best catchers and a former MVP.
There are people that think he might not even be a Hall of Famer.
I think, yeah.
But what I'm saying is Buster Posey was not the best player in the league, or he wasn't a 50 home run
hitter.
He's
one of the best players at his position.
Okay, fine. Yeah. So's Matt Chapman.
And I think people went to go see Buster in the Bay.
I don't.
Oh, Steiny.
They went to see Lincecum.
But he was the leader of the dynasty, one of them.
Well, we have a fundamental difference because you called Posey dynamic, and I don't think he's dynamic. I think he's...
When did I say that?
When he got hired. See, I think Posey's the opposite of dynamic, and I think that's what I kind of would want
but
in
he's
a GM.
But he's loved by the fan base. He's like their Derek Jeter, one of them.
So does that mean next year they get to start off 12-0?
No.
Exactly.
You got to earn it.
Exactly. Fan favorite lasts about 3 days.
And I get that.
No, I don't think you do.
I
know what you're doing.
No, what you know don't what he's get, doing, Stein,
you're
is
setting him
you
up.
You think they're dreading the day of letting him go. If we're 5 years down the road and the Giants haven't improved,
right,
they'll kick Buster to the rocks. Giant fans will hate to see it happen, but they'll be calling saying Buster needs to go. Like, I know that's going to wear off, but right now you got to jump in the water. It's hot. We got a party. And the party is nobody knows how successful or unsuccessful Buster's going to be, but I bet there's not another name Giant fans would give you to be running this show right now.
Okay.
That's worth something for now.
See, I don't think it is. Mm. I mean, it's great. Woo! Yay! Buster Posey's the best. Yay! Who
but
cares next spring
yays.
Training?
Sal texted say, I might get season tickets because of this move.
I differentiate between excitement and the product on the field. If you would have hired...
Well, those are two different things. You know that.
You could have hired Mark Jackson to be the GM of the Giants, and there would have been some excitement because people couldn't stand Farhan. Might make it tougher for him. Crossover next. End of summer sale event at Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek Boulevard in Santa Clara. Now's the time to get a great deal on a new Ford car, truck, or SUV. So stop by or visit FrontierFord.com for incredible savings and drive away in your dream Ford at Frontier Ford or FrontierFord.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.